In parts of Nebraska, it hasn't rained for more than a month. Fields are brown from drought, and the summer has been hot as well as dry. Last winter was unusually mild. And when you put those two things together, you can end up with a lot of grasshoppers. In fact, it's the worst grasshopper infestation in 60 years. David Hansen is a farmer who grows grain and raises cattle in Anselmo, Nebraska. He's had to fight the bugs on his property.
Over around my well house, I think the most I've seen, I mean, they'll just jump up by the hundreds as you step in the weeds or the grass around that area. There are some places where as you walk or drive, the grasshoppers will be just, you know, very thick, jumping out ahead of the vehicle or ahead of your steps. Where they've been in the pastures, they have really eaten them off. So a lot of ranchers are having to take their cattle out, and a lot of them are being sold.
How unusual is this? Have you ever experienced this kind of infestation before?
This is the worst I've ever experienced grasshoppers. I have read a little bit. I discovered that in 1879, there was such a terrible infestation of grasshoppers. They came in clouds, so much so that the chickens went to roost. It was like an eclipse of the sun, I guess. So I haven't experienced quite that severe. Also, in 1934, I understand from some of the old-timers that the grasshoppers were really bad then.
Is it difficult to go out and walk in your fields? I mean, are there so many grasshoppers that they would get on you?
No, they usually don't get on one so much. There are areas where they'll get on plants and just, well, for example, musk thistle, which is a noxious weed out here, and we work a lot to keep that under control. I've seen musk thistles just completely riddled by grasshoppers. I've never seen a musk thistle get eat up by a grasshopper before, but this year they are.
Thanks very much. Good talking with you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
David Hansen is a farmer in Anselmo, Nebraska.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. You can also hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Archives. This is NPR.